97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. It's the 9th annual Christmas Tree Walk at the Southwood County Historical Museum in Wisconsin Rapids. Museum curator Allison Bruner says this yearly tradition brings in people who've never visited before, and they get a chance to see the old wooden home decked out for the festive season.
It's been really fun to see the community being able to come into the museum for something you might not usually expect at a historical museum.
This is Bruner's first year as curator, though she's been involved with the museum for the past 10 years. She says the tree walk brings in people of all ages.
We have older members of our society that remember when this building was the T.B. Scott Public Library. So there's a lot of nostalgia that comes in, but it's also fun in that we're making memories for the future right now.
Liz Stern is the co-chair of the Christmas Tree Walk. She said this is her 7th year putting up trees at the museum and that it's a delight to see the Witter home transform.
Oh, it just comes alive. You know, you come in here without the trees and it's like, well, you have, of course, the exhibits and things, but at Christmas time, it just, as each person brings their tree in to decorate, it just gets more and more exciting to see all the creative ideas people have and how beautiful it just, with all the lights and the tinsel, and it's just gorgeous.
What began around a decade ago with just 10 trees has grown to 27 this year. Stern said next year they hope to grow even more.
And we're always looking for more people to come and decorate trees or wreaths or whatever they have. We have big trees, we have little trees, we have medium-sized trees. You name it, we have it.
The Tree Walk is open now through December 14th from noon to 6 p.m. daily at 540 3rd Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill aimed at strengthening penalties against perpetrators of sextortion. The bill, called Braden's Law, stems from the death of D.C. Everest High School student Braden Bone, who took his own life after being targeted by an organized sexual extortion ring. Evers signed the bill at the Greenheck Turner Community Center in Weston on Monday.
Kids these days are up against a whole host of challenges that many of us, parents and grandparents, could never have dreamed of. Social media, AI, you name it, these are things that touch our lives each and every day.
Sextortion is a form of online exploitation where perpetrators coerce minors, typically underage boys, into sending sexually explicit material, threatening to release it unless they receive payment.
Extortion, like what Braden was subjected to, is one of the fastest growing cyber crimes targeting kids in our country today, with reporting from the FBI telling us these cases number in the thousands.
The legislation establishes sextortion as a new crime and imposes severe penalties. It also provides the victim or the victim's family with payment from the Department of Justice's Crime Victim Compensation Fund. The bill passed the state legislature in October, less than 6 months after it was introduced.
By making these changes, we're ensuring a stronger deterrent toward these crimes, creating real consequences, and making sure Wisconsin remains a safe place for kids and their families.
Braden Bone's family joined Evers at the bill signing. His mother, Brittany Bird, said the signing of the bill gives her hope.
I have hope that we will take back control from these criminals and our children will no longer be pawns in their sick games.
There's a joint training exercise in Marshfield today and tomorrow. The Marshfield Police Department and Marshfield Fire and Rescue will train together at LEV Church on Spencer Street from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on December 9th and 10th. They'll be firing blank training rounds, which may sound similar to real gunfire. Community members may also notice an increase of emergency vehicles and first responders in that area. This scheduled and controlled training exercise is intended to strengthen teamwork and coordination between departments. There is no danger to the public. A winter storm watch is in effect beginning Tuesday afternoon through late Tuesday night. Heavy snow is possible across central Wisconsin, including Marathon, Portage, and Wood counties. The National Weather Service in Green Bay is predicting total snow accumulations between 4 to 7 inches. plan on slippery road conditions. You can likely expect hazardous conditions to impact your Tuesday evening drive. Snow may become heavy at times on Tuesday night. Average gas prices fell 7.6 cents over the last week. The average in the state is $2.56 as of Monday. This is 27.7 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and almost 15 cents lower than this time last year. Prices vary widely across the state, with the cheapest station at $2.33 and the most expensive at $3.29. This is a difference of 96 cents per gallon. Officials at Gas Buddy say we're now at multi-year low gas prices as we head into the Christmas season. They anticipate prices to stay relatively low into the new year, barring any major disruptions. If you live in the village of Port Edwards and wonder why your bulk items haven't been picked up yet, have no fear. The items will be picked up on Tuesday and Wednesday this week. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Badgers hockey is number one. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The rankings are out, and the Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team remains ranked number one in the nation after sweeping the Ohio State Buckeyes. The Badgers men's team ranked second in the nation behind the first-place Michigan Wolverines. NFL, the Packers back at practice tomorrow. Sunday, they face the Broncos in Denver. The Broncos have won 10 games in a row. Matt LaFleur revealed that despite playing the last 2 weeks, wide receiver Dontavian Wicks still recovering from that ankle injury.
He's been battling through that, and I would say it's day to day. I mean, he was limited in practice, and we'll see how he progresses, but certainly we need him out there.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks have the night off. They're going to host the Boston Celtics Thursday night at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. The Bucks trying to snap a two-game losing streak. Baseball, the editors of Baseball America have named the Milwaukee Brewers the Major League Organization of the Year and named Pat Murphy their Manager of the Year. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy today, near 30. Snow will develop late this afternoon and continue through tonight with 4 to 7 inches possible. It's going to get windy late tonight, too, and that could create some blowing snow. Snow will gradually end. Wind will slowly die down through the day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.